The show is live and local. It's your connection to local performances. And on today's program, we have singer-songwriter Pamela Makkala and her band. They are releasing a new CD with a show on Thursday evening at Mike and Molly's in Champaign. They're also doing a session on what they call the Weft Sessions on a community station in Champaign, WEFT, for a show tonight that's open for people to attend. And they're going to play for us live on the program today. And I'm looking forward to it. Pamela was on the show a while back, just solo. She was with her bass player, Chad Mathis, who's also here, and then also a couple of other members of the band. It's Pamela Makkala, live on Live and Local. Stay tuned. That was a fellow who calls himself Reverend Robert from his CD called Preachin' Blues. That tune, Feel Like Going Home, performance heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. In a way, it's a theme for at least one of the at least two of the members of the band who we have live on our show today. Pamela Machala, a singer-songwriter, plays keyboard, and she has come back home after... You were born here? Born and raised in Urbana?
I was born in Georgia, but have lived here since I was three.
You were in Georgia...
For all practical purposes, I'm from
the state of Georgia.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you never know. I mean, given that your dad is from Poland and is back there. He's still there now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And Sarah Sasaki is also in the band, violinist, and she's back from having been away. And both of them, the children of... former brass professors at the University of Illinois, now that I think about it. Pamela's dad, Cos Machala, was the horn teacher at the University of Illinois for a long time. And Sarah Sasaki's dad was Ray Sasaki. Still is.
He's still here, yes.
He's not here, although he comes back regularly. He's at University of Texas Austin now,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But was one of the two trumpet professors at the U of I for a while. Also in the band, Jamie Mock on the drummer. You have roots here?
Yes, I've been here my whole life.
You have? So this is not a homecoming. You just never left.
No.
Yet. These things are yet to happen. And Chad Mathis, what's your story?
I currently live in Charleston, but originally from North Dakota, so.
So you've got a complicated story.
Yeah. Well, I've been in Minnesota for a while, too, so I've been all over the Midwest.
Well, we'll find out later what brought you here. But they're going to be playing, actually they're releasing their first CD as a band.
Yes. The release party is on Thursday. We've been working on recording the album since August of 2011, so it's really exciting to finally be done and be presenting the album.
Always fun to have your first record with your name on the cover. And what is it called? The Pamela Machala Band? Is that what you call it? What do you call it?
We're just going by Pamela Machala. And the album is called Golden Delicious.
Yeah, now I saw that. How did you come up with that? That's the name of the one of the tunes, isn't it?
It's the name
which you actually sang.
Yes, we did.
Last time you were on the show.
And we'll be singing again today for you.
But with augmented, because then you just had Chad with you. Mm-hmm. On the show, and now we have the augmented version. So that's the show's Thursday night, Mike and Molly's and Champagne. There's some other bands on that show, doors opening at 8:30. The Duke of Uke and his novelty orchestra with him. That'll be at 9 o'clock. Megan Johns, another singer-songwriter from around here, who has been on the show once or twice. She'll be starting at 10, and then Pamela Machala at 11 o'clock. And then also tonight, playing on the Weft Sessions, that's on WEFT 90.1, on Monday nights at 10 o'clock, they have a live show in their I think they call it their Great Hall.
Yeah.
So that's both a live broadcast, as this is right now, and a public show where you can walk in and enjoy the performance. Well, why don't you start off with something? I'm curious to hear how things are sounding after... Do you remember when you were on the show last? I forgot to look it up, actually.
I believe it was December of 2010, so it's been a while.
Yeah, well, it's overdue. So I'm sure I'm sure progress has been made, even though it sounded very good then.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I hope you enjoy this next tune. It's called Like You Don't Know.
Don't act like you like a compass feels the north, like trees feeling breeze, we sway back and forth. Don't act like you, don't act like you, don't act like you don't know.
Pamela Makala, excuse me, and her band here on Live and Local, performing for us live. Music that's on the new CD called Golden Delicious. I assume that one's from the new CD.
It will be on the CD.
Well, it is on the CD.
It is.
Yeah, it is. It will be released and available on Thursday night when they do their CD release show at Mike and Molly's in downtown Champaign, along with a couple of other local acts who are going to be on there as well. And in the band, Chad Mathis, who was playing guitar on that one,
yes,
playing bass, I think, for the rest of the time, mm-hmm, or most of the rest of the time. Jamie Mock on, okay, I've seen an egg shaker before, but I've never seen a potato shaker.
Yeah, it's a bit unorthodox, but it does sound really good, I think.
Yeah, but it does look like
a shaker of the people.
Good old Idaho, what is that, an Idaho red? What is that?
I don't know, but it's
russet.
Looks like a Yukon.
It's definitely a tuber of some kind. And Sarah Sasaki on violin. When you do the shows, do you break out all the drums, or
yes,
do you
usually
do what you're doing today?
No, this is the first time I've ever had to acquire some mixed percussion, but usually I bring a whole drum set along.
Oh, all right. So we're giving you a new experience, right?
Yes.
There. As well as enjoying the band for the first time. Pamela has a master's degree from mm-hmm. Oberlin?
From Eastern Illinois University.
Oh, you got it from Eastern. You did your undergrad at Oberlin,
mm-hmm,
which Sarah also got her undergrad at Oberlin.
Yep.
So there's some connections
OBs
here.
Huh? Yeah.
OBs, is that what you call yourself?
We call ourselves OBs, yes.
You too call yourselves that, or that is that what people
it's
who
what
graduate
people,
from Oberlin?
Yeah, the term for people who are currently at Oberlin or graduated or were somehow affiliated with Oberlin, we call ourselves OBs.
Well, I'm going to have to ask my sister that because she graduated from Oberlin. Mm-hmm. And I have never heard this term before, except in relation to, what are the awards? There's some sort of...
There's the Webbies.
Music awards, or the Obies? I don't know. I'm really out of my element here. But where I was going with this is that, Pamela, in the brief bio sketch you sent me, you know, you said you started to hone your craft as a singer-songwriter when you were in high school here, and then continued when you were in college. But your degree is in piano performance, mm-hmm. classical piano, playing fancy stuff. And I wonder if you always had the idea that you would be doing what you're doing now when you went off to become a piano performance person, or what was the idea you had when you went off to college?
It was always a dream of mine. I didn't really sort of start pursuing it more seriously until the last few years here, and making the album has been part of that process of, just sort of trying to make the dream come true.
Well, what about the classical piano dream? Is
that was never so that much was the never dream. A dream. That was sort of a means to an end in some ways. I was interested in sort of studying jazz, which I did at Eastern, to open up some new avenues in my songwriting.
But that seems like an awful lot of hard work to acquire serious piano chops.
Well, 10,000 hours bit, I suppose.
Just with the idea of adding some elements to... singer-songwriter
aspect. Kind of unorthodox path.
I won't put you on the spot, and unless you're willing to show us some of those chops outside of any of the songs you're playing.
Perhaps next time.
But yeah, maybe next time I'll give you advance warning and say, you know, bring it. Prepare a classical
bring my
piece
Beethoven's
and,
not
and
next
show
time.
Off. Yeah, but I assume you studied the usual. Usual range of classics and piano.
Mm-hmm.
And who'd you work with at Eastern on the jazz?
Paul Johnston, who's the piano professor there, the jazz piano professor.
Oh, specifically jazz piano professor.
Mm-hmm.
But you did spend time pursuing classical there, mm-hmm. as well. And who were you studying with?
My mom.
Oh, with your mom. Now, did that bother you at all? Apparently not. Because
no.
did you start piano with your mom?
I did. I took lessons with her growing up.
For the duration of your time at home?
Mm-hmm.
And then got away and felt that you needed the regrounding or something?
I guess so.
I mean, seriously, I'm interested in this because I started taking piano lessons from my mom,
mm-hmm.
in fourth grade and stopped in sixth grade. So either I felt she failed me, or because, as she said in an interview recently with Roger Cooper, where he was actually talking to her about me, which was thoroughly embarrassing, she said what she has always reminded me, that she taught me from the kitchen for 2 years. So that's where maybe it didn't really work out as a serious piano teaching relationship. But I would think there would be some challenges in studying with a parent. Have you just simply not felt, was there always a good rapport?
Yeah, I think so. I think we always worked well together.
Well, I guess so. What do you got next?
Next up, we have a tune called Sooner or Later.
Thank you.
doubt. A tiny little seed. But give it time and it will sprout into a garden that someone has to weed. My superstitions, my religious tendencies.
I sort of like that last line.
Just thank you.
Double meaning there. Sooner or Later is the name of the tune from the new CD called Golden Delicious by Pamela Makkala. And she's on the keyboards and vocals, of course, backing vocals from Chad Mathis and Sarah Sasaki. Sarah's on the violin, Chad on the bass, and Jamie Mock on the percussion with a different kind of shaker that time, but it doesn't look like any sort of vegetable.
No.
Oh, that it looks like a
looks like
conga.
A conga, yeah.
Yes.
Where do you get these things?
I get them from Skins and Tins. Usually they have a variety of different kinds of
Is that
of
that place
shakers.
On Main?
Yeah.
Yeah, Main Street, downtown yeah. Champaign. Yeah, good drum shop there. And I assume that you choose them according to what sound you want.
Yeah, the potato one is a bit softer, so I use it in the verses. And the conga one is a bit harsher, so I use that in the choruses when it's a bit more lively and dynamic.
Things that I wouldn't have thought about. Speaking of things I hadn't thought about, coming back to parallels between between two of our performers here, Pamela and Sarah, not only have a brass professor parent each, but also have a piano player teacher parent each in their mothers as well. Did you? I assume you all knew each other growing up.
I remember we were in gymnastics together
Seriously?
A time ago.
Oh, wow.
And. Mm-hmm. We used to spend 4th of July's at her family's 4th of July party, not the parade.
It passed by our house back in Urbana, and we'd all sit outside and watch the parade on 4th of July. So
yeah, because your house, Sarah, was right on Lincoln Avenue. And
yes,
and
it was. Yeah. So I'll, you know, finally be here to see it again after 10, 11 years.
Oh, that far, that long away, really?
I guess so, yeah.
So did you ever play together? I'm talking about music now, when you were kids?
So. I don't think so.
So that's just a recent
yeah.
recent collaboration. How did you assemble this particular band, Pamela?
Well, I met Chad and Jamie at Eastern, and Sarah I knew from both Oberlin and back in the day in Urbana. And we asked her to play these upcoming events with us, and it's been just great fun having her.
So is she on the CD or not on the CD?
No, I actually only have one track with violin on it, and my brother's actually playing violin.
Brother Julian,
mm-hmm.
Twin brother Julian.
Yep.
I haven't seen Julian in quite a while. Where is he?
He's in Cleveland.
At the Institute there?
He's
or
done
is
with
just
school,
playing?
Actually.
I thought he would have been.
He's gigging and teaching and things like that.
And making a good go of it, as far as you know?
As far as I can tell.
Yeah, that's a big town, but mm-hmm. I assume plenty of music happening there. And Jamie, were you studying music at Eastern?
Yeah, music performance and percussion.
With another Jamie.
Yes, Jamie Ryan.
Jamie Ryan, yeah. I'm waiting to have him on the show one of these days. I've talked to him before. Sounds like he's a pretty good percussionist with a lot of world music chops.
Yes,
yes. Yeah.
His group, too, just recorded an album at Pogo a couple weeks ago, his Africa West group. Mm-hmm. So maybe you can get him to come
maybe
in for
that. I know I've got an album from of Africa West, one of the CDs. I have to ask him about the new one, but maybe they'll do a CD release show. But, yeah. You're listening to Live and Local here on FM 90.9. Our broadcast is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-244-9309. Coming back to the assembly of this particular band, so working out the next two.
Yes.
So aside from knowing these people from various places, did you just have some sort of affinity in that you thought you would play well together, or you said to Chad, hey, you know, let's do a gig and see how it works out, or what?
Well, originally, I had been playing solo shows for a while, and when I met Chad, we talked about starting a Ben Folds cover band, which sort of turned into this current band. We still love covering Ben Folds, but we play a lot of my original tunes, and it's been really great.
Will we hear any Ben Folds tunes on the show today?
Not today.
Are these all gonna come from the CD?
These will all be originals that are from the CD.
Yeah, this is fair enough.
You might hear one on Thursday, though, if you come on out.
True, if you come out to Mike and Molly's, there's always a good chance we'll play some Ben Folds.
Ben Folds is a person that I really don't know much of anything about. I've heard a few songs, but I know that he has many admirers. And,
oh yeah, he's
worth
checking out. Yeah,
he's another one with really great classical chops.
Yeah. Oh yeah. As a pianist? Is he a pianist?
He's a pianist, and he's also, he was originally a drummer,
And
he's also a pretty
major,
good bassist.
Wow. So he could really be a one-man band if he did the whole overdubbing thing.
Yeah,
or,
I think,
or,
I think a couple, or
looping
or
and so on.
Hasn't he done that
done
before?
That.
Yeah.
He's done it all, man.
Well, then you're in control of the whole product. Pamela Markle and her band will be at Mike and Molly's in Champaign Thursday night for their CD release show. Actually starts that evening with the Duke of Uke and his novelty orchestra. That's at 9 o'clock. Megan Johns playing at 10 o'clock. And then Pamela Makla at 11 o'clock. Also, they're playing tonight at 10 o'clock on the Weft Sessions program. That's on WEFT, live in their studio. So you can just walk in and hear them live or just turn on the radio. It's 90.1 FM is their call numbers, and listen to it live. Take your pick, just as you're listening to them live here on Live and Local, except we don't have enough room to have people come in and actually witness the show live.
Next time we'll have like a bigger band. Just push the limits.
Oh, in this studio?
Have a 9-piece band just to see if we can do it.
Nice.
Mike Pritchett is cringing back at the controls right now. He said, what, you want to do what to me?
I'm mostly kidding.
Mike is our sound engineer, as always, and he deals with whatever we throw at him. I mean, I think his favorite phrase is, well, we'll make it work, and he always succeeds. What are you going to make work for us next? What's next from the CD?
Next up is a song called 65.
Will it be explained in the course of the song where that title comes from?
It will. All right. It will become clear. Even though to look at you is to fantasize, I've only got two small eyes, and even though I love your voice, how it's kind of rough. Sometimes these two ears just ain't musician you be, Jacques Cousteau. Go ahead, explore me slow.
"65 Inches Head to Toe." There we go. That's the name. Explanation for that came pretty soon. Huh?
That's the punchline.
That's the punchline. 65, the name of the song from Pamela Mockola, original composition, joined here by violinist Sarah Sasaki, bass player Chad Mathis, and percussionist Jamie Mock. They'll be playing at Mike and Molly's Thursday night for their release of the debut album, called Golden Delicious. You mentioned Ben Folds as obviously somebody you particularly like to hear, mm-hmm. and I assume emulate to a certain degree.
Yeah, definitely.
In what way? What is it that you like about his songs or his style that you makes you want to first do his songs and then I assume maybe put some of what he does into your songs?
I think he's just generally, aside from being a great performer and a really talented pianist, I just think he's a great songwriter. And he writes really funny lyrics, and he uses a lot of jazzy harmonies, which I like. And he can write a really great up-tempo song that makes you want to dance, and also just a really wonderful ballad that makes you cry. And I think that's a sign of a really strong songwriter.
I don't know his songs, so this comes from out of sheer ignorance about what he does, but does he write many love songs?
He does.
Because so far, that's what we've had today.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Are these, what in your opinion makes a good song, whether it's his or somebody else's? And what do you try to put from some of your models into what you're doing?
I think there's a lot of ways to write a good song, and there's lots of different aspects of songs that can be sort of catch your ear or catch your emotions. But I tend to be a fan of interesting harmonies, as I've mentioned before, honest lyrics, something that just really strikes you as true when you hear it. Memorable melodies is another thing that I think there's a way to write memorable melodies without them sounding like bubblegum pop. And I think that's something that Ben Folds and other great songwriters do really well.
You used the term jazz-influenced piano pop in reference to your own style.
Mm-hmm.
Did this come from Chad? I just saw a little wink go on right there.
No, but it came from a desire to sort of be able to label the genre of music that we are playing today. People always ask me, what kind of music is it? And at first I just said pop, and people wanted to know more, and then I said piano pop, and then I felt like I should somehow have the jazz influence in the genre there somewhere. So,
in a way, that says not much, because you
right.
play the piano and you play music that is... Is it? I mean, there's. I see. When I think of pop music, I have a certain idea in mind. You know, that's what you hear on Top 40, if
sure.
they even have
yeah.
Top 40 shows sure. still anymore. But then there's singer-songwriter music,
sure,
which is kind of different from pop, although it might be sort of pop-ish, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But people do tend to like to categorize, and so I guess you got to say something.
They do.
But the jazz influenced, that says something.
I think we're coming to a point in the music industry, though, where people are crossing genres more often, and I think that's nice. people like Nora Jones, who is a jazz pianist, but she's also sort of a pop icon now, and she's also gotten into country. She's in a country band now and has played with Willie Nelson and different country music stars. So,
and Danger Mouse too. She did a record.
Right, and Danger Mouse produced her most recent album. So she's all over the map, and I think that's sort of a nice trendsetter.
So where are you hoping to go from here?
I'm hoping to do some touring this coming year to promote the album and see where it goes.
Touring meaning locally, near locally, Midwestern?
Midwestern, hopefully all over the country. We'll see.
And how do you go about that? You know, where do you start?
That's a good question.
Something you'll need to figure out the answer,
exactly.
Right? I'm just kind of curious where, as somebody who has this dream, that and you've gotten this far in realizing the dream, now to take it the next step, what are your resources to figure out, well, how do I do this? What resources are you using?
I think I'll be talking to people who've been on tour a fair amount and picking their brains. And there's a different number of sort of resources. And I think mainly it'll be a matter of booking the shows and like finding appropriate venues where we can play and things like that.
That's like one of those things where networking is a big deal, because you know we've talked about, you know, now that we just barely got the record done, so it's kind of nice to have some breathing time here. But you know, I've known a few people that have been in bands that, you know, just do like the stereotypical, you know, pack themselves into a caravan and go for, you know, 4 weeks, you know, and so hopefully people like that can kind of throw us a bone when the time comes.
Mm-hmm. Buy they've been some there. Comfortable sleeping bags.
Yeah. Definitely. Definitely.
Sounds like. We have Pamela Mockola and her band here live on Live and Local, where our broadcast is made possible with support from Lincoln Square in Urbana, a lifestyle center which includes unique and independently owned specialty shops, including Art Mart and Art Mart Toys, unique baby gifts, international galleries, and calico jewelry. We're hearing songs from the new CD called Golden Delicious. All songs on there, your own, I assume?
Mm-hmm.
All originals. And they'll be debuting that album and certainly rolling out some of the songs you're hearing today and some of the some additional ones, and who knows, maybe some by Ben Folt and or others at the show at Mike and Molly's on Thursday night. And then they'll be at WEFT Sessions at WFT tonight at 10 o'clock. WEFT Studios in downtown, also in downtown Champaign. In fact, just virtually next to Mike and Molly's. Mm-hmm. They're on the same street,
and
right?
Pogo as well.
And Pogo Studios. Is that where you recorded?
That's a hop and block.
It is.
That's where you recorded the studio with Mark, the CD with Mark Rubel?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we've had Mark on the show a couple times. It's probably about time we had him back. And maybe he'll bring along samples from some of his favorite recent discs, and one of them will be Pamela Mockola's Golden Delicious. What do you have next?
Next up, we have a song called What I Wouldn't Give. Come inside my time machine. Let's go back to 2003. Rushed ashore and dragged you under. Am I wrong to wonder? She left him to be yours. He never dreamed she'd do it twice. I can't erase that. God knows I've tried, but I wouldn't give a chase. These street in the muggy
called What I Wouldn't Give.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Make sure I wrote down the right, looking at the right song title, by Pamela Mockley here on Live and Local from her new CD called Golden Delicious, which will make its debut at the show on Thursday night at Mike and Molly's in downtown Champaign. Also the Duke of Uke on that show at 9 o'clock, Megan John's at 10, and then the Pamela Mockla Band at 11 o'clock. They're all here with us. Chad Mathis on the bass, J.B. Mock on percussion. He'll have his full drum kit at that show, and Sarah Sasaki on the violin. Curious to know from Sarah, somebody who has mostly classical training, I presume?
Yes. I've studied about 10, 11 years on classical, and I got into the other stuff halfway through my college years at Oberlin. Played in a bluegrass band. And then here I got into other types of music, klezmer, other things, so...
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, you, when you say the other stuff, you really do mean quite a variety of other stuff.
Yes.
Have you been doing any jazz?
Yeah, I occasionally do some jazz. I took jazz lessons in high school, and I try and get into it as much as I can here, although I primarily play with Don't Ask, the klezmer band here. So
you're speaking, as we were much earlier on the show, of studying with your parents, and Pamela, of course, studying piano for a long time with her mom and then coming back to study with her mom in grad school. Your dad's a wonderful both classical and jazz trumpet player. Have you ever done, you know, had any quote-unquote lessons from him in jazz playing?
He never wanted to teach me lessons, but he wanted to play with me. So whenever I go home, we put on some Jamie Abersold tapes. I'm sure you guys know those.
Actually, I don't know what those are.
They're pre-recorded standard jazz tunes, because we don't always have, you know, a full band to come and play with us. So it's usually just the two of us, and we just go back and forth, trading off solo lines, and we just have a good time. But he never taught me any jazz lessons. I took from one of his students a long time ago.
So you would play together. So what would he tell you when you have one of these sessions? I mean, surely he said, try this here or try that there, or is he just let
you play? Occasionally, although his method of teaching me was more, he would play and I would learn from what he played, and then he would sort of learn from what I did. And so we mainly did this when I was in college, so a little, I wasn't young or anything, so we just traded off, you know, and just learned from each other by listening. So
I think I would love sometime to sit in a room where somebody is like any of a number of the jazz faculty here at the University of Illinois, where somebody's giving a lesson in jazz, because I know from personal experience what it's like to have a classical lesson. For one thing, the notes are on the page, and you do your best to read the notes on the page and reproduce them marvelously, and then there's technical issues about your instrument. But as much as I've heard about the notion of playing by imitation or playing, you know, learning by listening to jazz, you know, great jazz players, what actually would happen in the course of a lesson is still kind of a mystery to me. I'd love to see it in action one of these days. Something for a future Live and
Local.
It's
great fun, I can tell you that for sure, having had several teachers. You know, a lot of those things that you mentioned, you know, exist in the jazz world too, but there's sometimes, and like I think classical musicians can learn just as much from listening to the masters as, you know, any jazz musician can, and everybody kind of does it. But I think at some point there's maybe a greater emphasis on it in the jazz realm, especially with the whole idea of improvisation, because you're trying to learn how to speak a language like any, like learning to talk as a kid, you know, you kind of walk before you can run by imitating. And then there's a lot of, like, once you kind of are able to do that, you know, there's a lot of conceptual things that, you know, people have all sorts of jargon for the conceptual things. And that's when it really gets interesting, because it's less about the notes on the page at that point, and it's more just kind of, it's about you, you know. So, sorry to interject, but...
No, that's fine, actually.
I love to talk about, so...
You remind me that towards the beginning of the show, we were getting a little bit of everybody's background. You're the one who's been from here, there, and everywhere.
Yes.
And I said, we'd come back to that, and So what is it that you're here doing now in this area?
Well, I just finished my master's this past May at Eastern in Charleston.
In performance,
in bass performance. I was there for 2 years. Before that, I spent 5 years at Minnesota State in Moorhead, Minnesota, where I did a bachelor degree in audio production. I've since kind of turned my focus to performance and tutoring.
Are we talking about mostly classical performance or mostly jazz performance?
I've spent a lot of time. I've had several teachers in a short span, which has been kind of a mixed blessing because I've gotten a lot of different perspectives on the instrument. Bass is one of those things where pedagogically, I think it's got kind of a mixed bag because there's a lot of different schools of thought on it, as I guess with any instrument. But I did spend a lot of time working, practicing scales with a bow, things like that. I've worked on concerti just, with the long-term goal of getting my chops up because I started, I think, kind of relatively late compared to a lot of people on the instrument. So I did study the classical thing. I've done a lot of orchestra playing both here and in Minnesota. But I've always been kind of more on the commercial side with the jazz and the pop that's where my heart is and where my long-term goals are.
Okay. Have a little bit more background of everybody we've got going on here. Pamela Makala is going to be doing the show to release the new CD Thursday night. Very pleased to have you back on Live and Local. I think you've got another couple tunes left in you for this hour.
We do.
Why don't we hear one of them?
All right.
I think we can get them both in here.
All right, great. This is one I'll do solo. It's called 7th Street. 7th Street.
7th Street. Pamela Makala, live on Live and Local.
After the party, you asked if you could walk me home. I said no, 'cause I like to be alone. But then halfway down the block, I saw this little we'd been kicking back and forth, and I cried the whole way back. I cried the whole way back. Oh, I cried the whole way back to 7th Street, to 7th Street, oh, to 7th Street. Early one morning, I asked if you would take. You said maybe you'd have to think about that. Oh, I long to cut and run to my kitchen built for one and the fortress I had spun.
outside, the neighbors are kissing like the end is close. But now I find it cute instead of gross. Oh, I've learned some things from you. In your kitchen built for two, that you don't learn from solitude. And I don't go back anymore. I don't go back no more. Oh, I don't go back anymore to 7th Street, to 7th Street. No, to 7th Street, to 7th Street. Oh, to 7th Street.
Live performance by Pamela Makala of 7th Street, the name of that song, from the new album called Golden Delicious, which will be released with their show on Thursday night. Here are some other shows you can see and hear live in our listening area over the next couple of days. The Decatur Municipal Band is performing tonight at 7 o'clock at the Central Park Bandstand in Decatur. The Jim Markham Swing Band is at Miller Park in Bloomington tomorrow night at 7:30. The Chip McNeil Quartet plays at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. From the CU Singer-Songwriter Collective, it's Colin Murphy and, not sure how he says his last name, Justin Rodon, perhaps, the Clark Bar in Champaign. That's tomorrow evening at 6:30. Kevin Hart and the Vibe Tribe with Carlos Vega will be at the Iron Post Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock. At the Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan, they continue their performances of Seven Brides for Seven Brothers Wednesday at 8, and that continues later on in the week. Cliff Stoker, Dave Cooper, and friends are at Clark Bar in Champaign Wednesday evening at 6:30. And it's David Howie at 301 Magnolia Cafe in Champaign Wednesday night at 6 o'clock.
If you look really low, you can see me in the pit at Sullivan.
Oh, yeah? You're playing at Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
I've got a sub on Thursday, of course, for the CD show.
Well, you better have.
But I'm pretty much there most of the summer, so come and say hi.
Wow, congrats. You're listening to 90.9 WYLL-FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville. NPR Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. And we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is available at thecorkscrew.com. We've got time for one more song. I want to say thanks to Pamela Makala, Chad Mathis, Jamie Mock, and Sarah Sasaki. Sarah on the violin, Jamie on the percussion, Chad on bass, and earlier on the guitar, and of course Pamela on vocals and keyboards, and writing the songs. It's been a pleasure to have you all here, and Pamela and Chad to have you back. And Sarah back also, so she was with another group at some point, somewhere along the line. I'm sure we'll see y'all again.
Thanks for having us.
What do you want to take us out with?
The title track of the album, Golden Delicious.
Oh, yeah, we promised that right at the beginning. Here we go. Let's hear its evolution.
This wasn't supposed to be complicated, just a little fun. Making memories, not a future, and just a